Dear Heavenly Father, we come with a bowed head and humble hearts. Lord, we thank you for the many blessings that you have given us. God, we just want to thank you for your grace and your mercy. Lord, we know that we haven't always said the right things, thought the right things, or did the right things. However, Father, you still love us, and you still continue to bless us. And Father, we just want to say thank you. Father, please forgive me of my sins. I know that all have been falling short. And God, I pray that there is nothing that hindered this prayer from reaching you on tonight. Father, I thank you for just sacrificing your Son for sinners like us, Lord. God, and I thank you, Lord, for the obedience to do your Father's will. Lord, we thank you for the Lady Prayer Warriors of the Church of Christ. God, we just come thanking you for this platform where your daughters can come together to encourage and uplift one another. Father, I pray for all the sisters that we will just strive to serve you faithfully. Father, I come asking a special prayer for our upcoming prayer-a-thon that will be held next Saturday. Lord, I'm asking that you be with all those who are participating. Be with the reporters, the timekeepers, the advertisers, Father God. And Father, I come asking that you be with the counselors. God, I ask that you just give us the right attitude. Father, I ask that you guide our tongue so that we can be able to encourage and uplift those who need us at this time. Lord, please show us how to love to all mankind. Lord, I come asking that you be with the callers, Father God. Father, I'm just praying that on that day, September the 17th, 2022, that lives will be changed and souls will be saved. Lord, I'm just praying that all things run smoothly and the prayer-a-thon will be a success. Father, we come just asking a special prayer for the speaker of the hour, Sister Lottie Holcomb. God, I ask that you give her the power and strength to deliver a powerful lesson, Father God. God, I ask that you continue to give her the wisdom and the knowledge to study and to be able to share your word. Father, please allow her to remember the things that she has studied so that she can present a lesson that all can understand and that we can apply it to our everyday lives. Lord, I'm asking that you be with all program participants, Father God. Father, I'm asking that you heal all those who are sick at this. Touch them, Lord, in a mighty, mighty special way. Lord, comfort those who have lost loved ones. Lord, be with those who are behind prison bars. Lord, I ask that they be exposed to your word and that they will obey it sooner rather than later. Lord, I come asking that you be with all those who have strayed away, Father God. I'm asking that they return to your fold before it's everlasting too late. And God, I'm asking that we as your daughters, Father, strive to live our lives by the example that you have given us, and that's your Son, Jesus. Father, I pray that we allow our light to shine in the world so that those who see us may ask that question, what must I do to be saved? Lord, I come just asking that you just be with us all, Father God. And I pray, Father God, that you just continue to bless each and every last one of us and give us all the things that we stand in need of. Father God, these things I do humbly ask in your Son, Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Katrina, for that beautiful opening prayer. Next, we will have our Benevolence Team Salute by Sister Lottie Holcomb.
Yes, by Sister Sharaka Melton. Hello, everyone. Okay. The Lady Prayer Warrior Benevolence Team wants to invite you to join our team if you are a Lady Prayer Warrior. We have several members, including Adrian Jameson, Nikki Austin, Sister Beverly White, Brenda Wright, Sister Katrina Stafford, Sister Charlzetta Quinn, Sister Dorothy Rouse Jenkins, Sister Felicia Finney, Sister Jackie Fisher, Sister Jan Goosey, Sister LaDonna Miller, Sister Lottie Holcomb, who is speaking for you on tonight from the Benevolence Team. We are supporting her. Sister Mitzi Wise, which is our secretary, Sister Natissa Thompson, Sister Renetta Wilkerson, Sister Rosalind Teresa Body, Sister Tracy Ann Morgan, and Sister Vivian Mills. And we want to recruit you to come out and be a part of the great work. All Lady Prayer Warriors teams fall under the umbrella of the Benevolence Team. We're so excited about the different works that we're doing. We have built two church buildings, the one that we're building at this moment in India, where we're making donations to them to build the church buildings in India to get the saints there out of the element. Not only are we building, we're working with our Haiti phases. We're working with back-to-school drives. We're working with battered women's shelters. It's just so much more. But right now, we want to turn your attention to the 24-hour prayer time. We're asking, as our focus for tonight, that you share our 24-hour prayer time flyer. If you need a flyer, just speak with me, and I can text it to you. My number is 404-386-6865. My name is Sharaka Melton. I'm the team leader. We're asking that everyone on this line, if you can, print out a flyer or text the flyer to everyone in your contacts and change your social media profiles, as well as share it on your timelines or your Instagram or your Twitter. We are just so excited. This event is September 17th, 2023, which is a week from tomorrow, and we will open those lines up at midnight. And we will not close those lines until midnight the following for 24 hours. We're asking that everyone calls in, your mother, your grandmother, your cousin, your uncles, your aunts, your saints, your sinners, your boys, your girls. We are going to pray for everyone, and we are going to allow God to give the answer that you deserve, that he see fit for you to have. But we know that the prayers of the righteous avail as much, and we understand that there's power in prayer. We have our brethren. Some of them are going to be helping us as we undertake this task. We have this advertisement circulating on two major radio stations, WNO out of Chattanooga, Tennessee, and we have 106.3 radio station out of Charleston, South Carolina. And we have recently snugged a commercial that we're excited to report on Channel 46 here in Atlanta, Georgia. Our 24-hour prayer time will be airy. It's already airy. And we have billboards in Conyers, Georgia, Peachtree Corners, which is in Atlanta, Georgia, and Dallas, Texas. We are getting the word out, but we don't want to be satisfied with just that avenue of advertisement. We want all of you, you and you, to share the prayer thumb flyer. Go to your local Kroger's, Walmart, see if you can pass it out in to customers, wherever you can in your subdivision. Please pass out the flyer. If you need a flyer, I will text it to you, email it to you, however you want it. You have 1 week from today to share it. Please share our 24-hour prayer-thon, for we know that the world needs prayer. And this is coming to you live from our Lady Prayer Warrior Benevolence Team. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Sister Sharaka. Thank you for that beautiful Benevolence Team salute, and also information regarding our 24-hour prayer-a-thon. Next, we will have, we will have our scripture reading by Sister Joyce Williams. Sister Joyce, come off the mute if you're on.
Thank you. I was just speaking away. Okay, thank you, Jameson.
Sure.
Thank you so much. And my reading for tonight will be coming from 2 Corinthians, verse 9. chapter 9, verse 10. I'm sorry, from the Easy Reading Version. And it goes and says as following: God is the one who gives seed to those who plant, and he gives bread for food. And God will give you spiritual seed and make the seed grow. He will produce a great harvest from your goodness. Thank you. I have read 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 10 of the Easy Reading Version. Thank you.
Thank you, Sister Joyce. Thank you so much for boldly reading God's word.
Thank you.
We will now have, you're welcome, we will now have a praise song by Sister Cheryl B. Anderson.
Oh, Lord, I come to receive my blessing, patiently waiting for the harvest is nigh. I got the Hebrews 11:1, the kind of faith to know my blessing shall come, and it's mine, all mine, it's harvest time. Oh, Lord, I come to receive my blessing, patiently awaiting for the harvest Lord, is nigh. I got the Hebrews 11:1, the kind of faith to know my blessing shall come. It's mine, all mine, it's harvest time. I'm standing on your promise. I'm existing on your word. Everything that I speak, I believe you give it to me. And now it's the Father's real good pleasure that the kingdom get in line. And it's mine, all mine, it's harvest time. Oh, Lord, I come to receive my blessing, patiently waiting for the harvest is nigh. I got the Hebrews 11:1, the kind of faith to know that my blessing shall come, and it's mine, all mine, it's harvest time. I believe in him for greater things. He promised me a long time ago. I know I'm gonna get it, 'cause the Bible tells me so. Now it's the Father's real good pleasure that the kingdom get in line. It's mine, all mine, it's harvest time. Oh Lord, I come to receive my blessing, patiently awaiting for the harvest is nigh. I got the Hebrews 11:1, the kind of faith to know my blessing shall come, and it's mine, all mine, anything I need. It's mine, all mine, anything I need. It's mine, all mine, it's harvest time. My blessing on the way. My blessing on the way. My blessing on the way. And it's mine, all mine, anything I need. It's mine, all mine, anything I need. It's mine, all mine, it's harvest time. There's a blessing in store for me. There's a blessing in store for me. There's a blessing in store for me. And it's mine, all mine, anything I need. And it's mine, all mine, anything I need. And it's mine, all mine, it's harvest time. Amen. Thank you, sisters.
Amen. Amen. Sister Dorothy Rouse Jenkins. Amen. Now, sisters, we will have our introduction of speaker by Sister Lisa McIntyre.
Good evening, sisters, and thank you, Sister Adrian, for hosting. It is indeed a pleasure to introduce our speaker for tonight. Our speaker for tonight is mostly one of the ones who usually sings on Our Lady Prayer Warriors Friday Night Bible Series. But tonight, she's giving us a twist. She resides in Lufkin, Texas. She was baptized into the body of Christ in 1985 in North Lufkin Church of Christ. She is currently attending Lubbock Street Church of Christ, where the minister is Brother Joe Caesar. She is married to Brother Kenneth Holcomb. She has two sons, Larry and Albert. She has eight grandchildren. She really loves the Lord and loves working in his vineyard. She is active within the Lady Prayer Warriors as a member of the Benevolence Team and also a member of the Prison Sick and Shedian Team. She has participated in the 24-hour prayerathon two times and the 100 days of prayer three times. She is also an entrepreneur. Her favorite scriptures are Psalms 103, verses 1 and 2. Praise the Lord, my soul, all my innermost being. Praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, my soul, and forget not all his benefits. In Romans 8 and 28, and we know that all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. Her favorite song, I Know I've Been Changed. So, sisters, I present to some and introduce to others our speaker for tonight, Sister Lottie Holcomb.
Good evening, sisters. It is a blessing to be able to come before you this evening, and I want to thank the LPW admin for allowing me to speak. I want to thank the program participants for so eagerly accepting my request to assist me on tonight. I will be forever thankful. For Sister Adrian Jameson for being such a graceful host. Sister Katrina Stafford for opening us up in a word of prayer. Sister Joyce Williams for reading the scripture. Sister Sharaka Melton for the Benevolence Team salute. Great job. Sister Dorothy Ross Jenkins for singing Harvest Time so willingly. And that was a beautiful introduction by Sister Lisa McIntyre. I was over here thinking, is she talking about me? And I want to thank Sister Ross somebody for giving us our closing prayer. I know she'll do well after my message. Okay, our theme for this month is harvest time. My scripture is 2 Corinthians 9 and 10, which has been read into our hearing. And my subtopic is, are you ready? Throughout the Bible, the word harvest carries such spiritual significance. It is used in parables to express spiritual realities, Luke 8, 4 through 8. And as a metaphor for spiritual growth and well-being, James 3:18 and 2 Corinthians 9 and 10, which is my lesson text. Harvest time defined is a time during which an annual crop, such as wheat, is harvested. You don't need to be a farmer to look forward to harvest. The gardeners among us love harvesting what they have grown. The same is true for those that have fruit trees and orchards. Don't forget the flowers in your beds and the pots around your house. It is truly an exciting time where many get to reap what they have sown, and many others get the benefits of crops, foods, and flowers that are around us. The Bible talks about planting and harvesting in many stories and parables. Did you ever wonder why so much is made of the harvest in the Bible? First of all, the Bible characters lived in a farming society. Growing and reaping were their mainstays of their society. Secondly, the harvest was the reward for all the hard work the people had put in. Without a harvest, there was no value in the effort that they had gone into planting and pruning and tending for the crop, orchards, and vineyards. Without the harvest, their efforts were futile, and there was no benefit for their labor. Jesus was speaking the language of the people when he taught. He used stories of sowing and reaping, good seeds and weeds, nets and fishing, and sheep and goats. Things they understood. His analogies compared what the people were surrounded by to the truth of what he was trying to teach them. Had he taught using stories of industrial manufacturing or space flights, no one would have understood him 2,000 years ago. It is interesting to note that the lesson Jesus was trying to teach were not understood by many of the people. The Pharisees and the Sadducees, the Jewish religious leaders, felt that his teachings were hearsay and false, Acts 4 and 1 and 2. In many ways, most of them felt they were too educated to listen to a carpenter's son. They did not understand his message, nor did they want to. Many of the common people were afraid of being seen as hypocrites or fanatics if they were to follow Jesus. In other words, many just wouldn't accept the teachings of Jesus as truth and the fulfillment of prophecies of the Old Testament. So what does all this mean for people of the 21st century? The truths and the implications are many. We know that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, died on a cross and rose from the dead. We have the assurance that by believing in Jesus as our personal Lord and Savior, that we will spend eternity with him in heaven, John 14, 1 through 6. As believers, we know that God is with us every day, Joshua 1, 9, through good and bad, through thick and thin of life's events. The Bible tells us that God is by our side and will never leave us no matter the conditions we might face. We are called to be sowers and planters of the word, Mark 16:15. Just as a farmer plants wheat, we are called upon to plant the word of God in the hearts and minds of those around us. If the truths of the gospel are not sown, how will people know about God? It is up to us to spread the seeds of truth to the world. Reaping the harvest of souls may not come quickly, but we must be persistent. We know a seed that is planted on one day doesn't yield wheat and vegetables the next day. It takes time to grow from the newly planted seed to a bountiful harvest. The key is that the seed must be planted first. Whether the field is a child or older adult, an atheist, or a church-going grandparent, it is important to cast the seeds of truth and faith on fertile soil and nurture thereafter. God can make it happen, and we can be his hands to spread the word of hope and salvation. Sisters, be strong and be faithful. I hope I have said something that would encourage each of you on your Christian journey on tonight. It has been a delight to speak to you all, and may the Lord add a blessing to all that are present. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. We will now have our closing prayer by Sister Rosalind Boddy.
Good evening, sisters. Good evening, sisters. Thank you for being. Before I start, I think we're having a problem with our system. Make sure that your cursor from your computer is not anywhere near our controls. Thank you. Now let's talk to God. Our dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for all that you have done for us. Thank you for this opportunity to be on our Friday night Bible series, to hear a portion of your holy and divine word. Dear Lord, help us. Help us to do the things that you would have us to do. Dear Lord, I'm asking you to please forgive me of all sins that I have committed knowingly and unknowingly in word, thought, or deed. Help me, dear Lord, forgive me of those sins that this prayer will not be hindered. Thank you, dear God, for each and every sister who's on the call. We're praying, dear God, that they gain something from the lesson that they can incorporate into their daily lives to make them stronger Christians following your word, your will, and your way. Thank you, dear God, for the admins of Lady Prayer Warriors. Thank you for their foresight in seeing a need for a weekly Bible study. Thank you for their hard work. And thank you, dear God, for all that you will do for us for the upcoming 24-hour prayer-a-thon. Dear Lord, thank you for allowing us health and strength. And we're asking a special prayer for those who are sick amongst us. Heal them, dear God, if it's in keeping with your holy and divine will. Give them the strength that they need to endure whatever their outcome may be. Dear Lord, bless those who are bereaved at this time. Give them strength, dear God, to go through this very difficult time in their lives. Help them, dear Lord, to hold on to the wonderful memories that they shared. Dear Lord, as we go about our day, we ask for your blessing to make us stronger and to study your word on a daily basis. Give us, dear God, what we need. Give us the strength we need to be followers of you. Help us, dear God, to always be what you would have us to be. I ask all of these blessings, dear God, in your Son, Jesus' name. Amen.